If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
How do you say Christmas in French?
Noël.
Noël?
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys.
Pick it up a little bit. Pick up the energy a little bit, all right?
I know what day it is today. It's one of my favorite days of the year.
You act like you just woke up and you got a gift that
listen,
you didn't like.
Listen, it's Christmas morning, so...
So your energy should be way up, okay? Because you got that gift.
So stupid. Yeah, we're actually not recording this on Christmas Eve, but it should be coming out, I'm pretty sure, on Christmas Eve. So
can we just pretend it's Christmas Eve and then people just waking up with us?
Okay. Good morning, everybody. I hope that you're having some sort of delicious Christmas Eve breakfast.
And chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk.
With some
marshmallows. No, you're having some cinnamon rolls.
You're having cinnamon roll and pumpkin pies. I'm sick of it.
You know what I'm going to make? Panettone French toast.
Okay.
You know what a panettone? I love that word. Panettone or a panettone.
There's certain words panettone. When someone says that, you know, like, this has to be a favorite word.
No, I was on the phone with my mom earlier. And she was at Trader Joe's and she was like, you ever have this panettone?
Panettone?
Is what she said. And I was like, I do not like the Trader Joe's panettone, mom.
Mama.
So I'm going to, for Christmas Day morning, Christmas morning, like before we're opening presents, mm-hmm. I'm making panettone French toast.
Okay. So can you tell us? Because I don't know what's in it.
Panettone is like a brioche, like a big brioche.
I know what that means.
Muffin.
I know what that means.
But it's huge. It's like a big bread.
Oh my God.
And it's hella fluffy.
This is my weakness. Whatever
it's
she's
Italian.
Describing.
So it's an Italian, pretty sure it's like an Italian Christmas dessert thing.
Okay.
And it's
What do you dip it in?
I think you have it with milk.
Like hot milk or cold milk?
I don't really eat milk like that, so I think people have it with milk. I would probably just have it with coffee.
Ew.
But most of the time, it usually has like dried fruit in it, like scattered throughout.
No, please.
So it's like raisins, like different things like
this
that.
This is when you lose me.
And there's so many different flavors of panettone. I like just a classic, whatever the classic flavor is, I don't know, but then you can get them in, you know, like... lemon, cinnamon, random shit. Give me the classic panettone I am definitely going to make a cinnamon, a French toast recipe, and I'm definitely going to post it on Instagram. So follow me on there, you guys.
But can you please not put raisins in it or any, like apple or pear?
It comes with it. You buy it and there's raisins in it already. That's what the classic, like you buy it from the store and then you, I will make French toast.
What I used to do as a kid, because we used to have that.
Okay.
And when I, as a kid, I would always pick the bread apart.
To take the raisins out.
To take the raisins out. Like before I would take even a single bite, I would just take my, and everybody's eating, everybody's taking
raisins.
Other pieces. I'm still working on this one piece and I'm breaking that shit down. So yeah. That was me as a kid. My plate would have...
just hella raisins on it.
Yeah, hella raisins on it. And then I would just need the bread by itself.
I mean, the bread is crazy. And the thing is, if you want to get a good panettone, you got to go... because it has a bad rep. Panettone? Justice for panettone, you guys.
Why does it have a bad rep? What
it has a
about?
Bad rep because if you have a bad one, it's hella dry. Like, it's so dry. The flavor's kind of like a fake sort of like processed... muffin that comes in a plastic bag.
I mean, like, because the, that sounds just bad.
Exactly. So it has a bad rep, but you gotta go. I don't know, like, in luckily New York is full of Italian little like mom and pop owned shops where you can go, you can get yourself amazing Italian, like, you know, cold cuts like prosciutto, salami,
prosciutto.
Like so many different things. You can get all these like imported Italian cheese and charcuterie and tomato shit. It's amazing. So we have a lot of those because obviously Italian American NYC, it's a whole thing. So there's so many places you can get good panettone.
All right. I'm excited.
And make yourself do yourself the service to, I don't know, like do some research, figure out what is a good panettone brand, because you better have a good one. Don't buy no cheap, dry panettone. That's all I'm going to say from now. But we're not here to talk about that.
Can
I hope everybody's having
the episode?
A good, yeah, I hope everybody's having a good Christmas. Everybody's having, you know, if you have any photos, if you're listening to the pod around the holiday days, share it. If you're going on a walk pre-Christmas dinner and you're listening to pod, send it to us. You
also,
know the drill.
Shout out to everyone's dog. I'm so sorry. I haven't been neglecting you guys.
People haven't really been sharing.
It kind of just like...
people need to let us know when you're on a walk, walking your dog.
Well, no. The shout out to your dog phenomenon was at its peak when I was mentioning that shit at the end of every episode.
Gotta bring it back next year.
We gotta bring it back. You know what I mean? So if you're going on a walk with your dog, listen to the pod, please screenshot. If you're at a park, you know how you can put the photo on the photo and then screenshot and tag us. Do that shit because we miss it. And we see every single one.
Yeah.
Or at least, like, you know.
And you know what you should do now? There's like the, I don't know if it's on, is it on like the new phone? Or I haven't figured it out. But you know how now it's either Instagram has it or
you can
like
repost
the phone
anything.
Has it. No, I was going to say like now you have like the dual photo and the
what?
Dual video. It's like you can take, maybe it's only on the new phones. You can take
it's only the new phone
photos on like the front and the back at the same time.
Yeah, I don't have that new phone.
I have that new phone, but I haven't figured out that feature yet. So got to figure that out. But yeah, if you are just share something about what you're doing today. But we're here to talk about something that we talked about at the end of last episode. So if you haven't listened yet, listen to the last episode.
Go back in time.
But I specifically hung out with a new friend today. If you listened to a few episodes back, or maybe it was like the Patreon, we were talking about like making new friends. We have some friends that moved, etc. And today, I hung out with somebody new that we've been trying to hang out since January. And we both haven't made the time and enough effort to really plan to hang out. It was one of those people that it's like, oh, yeah, let's hang out. Like, yes, totally. We need to get together. And you just never do.
That's 12 months ago.
Yeah. So almost 12 months ago, now we hung out. It was lovely. It was great. And when I was hanging out with this new friend, you know, you're meeting somebody sort of like you're making a new friend. So you have to go over the whole life history.
That's funny.
What? What's funny?
It's last episode or the one before that, or maybe it was Patreon, that Allie was like, you know, I just don't have space for making new friends. I think I'm just good for now, you know?
Okay.
And then here you are. When I was hanging with this new friend, blah, blah, blah.
That's how I felt like a few months ago. I felt like my friend roster was like good. You know? Like I felt like I barely see the friends that I have now that I ain't got time for like a new friendship. Because a new friendship, you got to nurture it. You got to spend time together before you really get in that friend.
Right.
Anyways, that's not what we're here to talk about. If you want to listen to that episode, I think it's on Patreon. So go over there.
A lot of episodes, full video episodes there.
Yeah. If you want more of this vibe, go on Patreon. It's linked in the description. But to resume. So I was hanging out with this friend today. And you know, if you've seen that TikTok trend or whatever trend where it's this audio and on the top of the video it says, when you made a new friend and you're an adult and you just made a new friend. And then the audio says, okay, chapter 54, who the fuck did I marry? And it goes into like...
Why does this sound like Sex in the City?
Because it is something, it's like that vibe. You know, you're meeting somebody for the first time. So it's like across several times you guys are hanging out, you like keep going back in time to like explain your history as a person. Because like when you meet somebody in your adult years...
You sounded just like Carrie.
Did I?
Yeah. Do it again?
I can't do it again. Can't do it on command. But... So that's kind of, That's kind of,
Don't break this chair.
Yeah, that's what was happening today. So I was talking about, you know, my life. I lived here, then I lived there, then all these things. And I, every time I tell the story of how I used to dance ballet, wanted to make it my career, was my entire life. And then one day it was just kind of over. I didn't have a job. I didn't have a contract. The only way for I was injured, so coming back from my injury, timing was bad. And long story short, like it was over. I could have, if I really, really wanted to, I could have found a way to like dance for another year to try to get a job in the next audition season.
But you didn't want
to. But I decided not to because I was like, I'm fed up with this shit. Like it's over for me. And then also the next year, COVID happened. So even if I would have stayed another year, it would have been over anyways. So I bring that up because as I was talking to her, like that's a story that I say all the time, you know, the same way with you, where it's like you explain, okay, you came to the US with basketball, that was everything to you, that's all you wanted to do, and then like one day that shit is just over.
Yeah.
And I think for me, even though like that part of my, like I can still remember so vividly how it felt for that to be over, because it was my entire life. It was everybody, everything that I was like Alia being a ballet dancer. Alia, like that was my entire identity. That was my entire trajectory. That's all I ever saw.
It was a little bit different for me. I didn't have that with basketball. I was just decent at it and I was giving it a shot. You know, it wasn't my identity.
Really?
Yeah.
Like... Didn't people think of, oh, Yoni, oh, he plays basketball?
Yes. But there was a time where I played soccer. There was a time where I was skateboarding. There was a time where I was doing a bunch of
I'm talking about seriously. Like, you didn't move to the U.S. to go skateboarding.
I know. But that seriously you're talking about?
Yeah.
Basketball for me started at 14 years old.
Oh. I mean, still.
When you were 14 years old, you've been doing ballet for 14 years.
No, I was doing ballet for 10 years. But,
but what I'm saying is that...
You
basketball
started later.
Was like a late thing for me.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, like, for me, ballet was like since I was so young.
And I also didn't feel basketball in my bones like you felt with ballet. That was like in you.
Yeah, it was everything. So when that was basically over, I had to do like the biggest pivot of my life that I probably will ever have to do. Hopefully, I don't have to ever do something like that again or have to just... figure out my life from zero almost.
Oh no. That ain't happened.
And like where I and when I was telling the story, to kind of make it a little bit lighter, which like now it is, you know, it's just a story of like that part of my life. But after I finished saying that, I was like, but you know, like I don't regret anything. And I'm for like reflecting on where I am now, I'm so happy that things turned out the way that they did. And that's something that I attach to that story all the time. When I say like, I'm really happy how things turned out despite everything.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
But then I also remember how ridiculously painful that time was. How I just couldn't believe it. How I was so disappointed in myself. But I was also, my relationship with ballet was so toxic.
Oh, yeah. You did not want to see anything. You didn't want to hear ballet. If you saw a picture of someone doing ballet, you would be like, ugh.
It literally was like, if you imagine a toxic relationship where you love somebody so, so, so much with your entire being. And after they put you through so much hardship of trying to get them to love you back and all these things, and in the end you still lose despite all your best efforts to make that person love you just as much as you love them, it ends with them still not loving you and them leaving you. Think about the heartbreak you must feel after so many years of your life devoted to this person. That's exactly how I felt. Nobody heals from that. Nobody feels good and has closure from that. And also, you're always going to feel this sort of like, what do you call it? Like resentment, revenge, you're going to have a grudge against this person.
You had a grudge against that, against ballet I met you at that point.
You met me right before that. You met me right before my last straw with this life. I was still right. Trying to make it.
Yeah, I met you when you were still
in that shit. I was injured, and after healing from that injury is when the real heartbreak was gonna happen. So you're right there for that. And I'm basically making this point I'm kind of trying to what this relationship was to me, because everybody can think of one ex that they had, a relationship they were in that just broke their heart, that just really shredded that shit to pieces.
And you did not deserve it at all.
And in the moment, you're just like all you feel is just pain, and all you feel is just like,
you can't
horrible.
Eat, you can't fall asleep, you can't do your homework.
And you just want to say like, F this shit. And it's terrible. and you're holding on to this grudge and it's heavy and it's dark in your heart and you just can't let it go. And it's so, that feeling is so real.
No, it's the only real thing.
Exactly. It's, but like there's nothing else but this.
But even when people tell you, which is actually the truth, but people always say, time will heal. The only way you can heal from this is time.
Yeah.
There is no therapist you can go to that's going to make you feel better.
I mean, no, wait, hold on. You can do things to make yourself feel better. Like going to therapy can help. Like working on things helps.
Well, I think that the thing that helps
most. Time.
It's time. The other things can help, obviously.
Agree.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's what I want to say. Like going to therapy doesn't help, because that's not true.
No. But I just want to say, if someone just broke my heart that way, right?
Right.
The next week I go to therapist, they're not going to make me feel better.
I mean, yeah, it's not like an instant, like, it's not like an instant Band-Aid.
So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. You're still going to be bleeding for a minute, but eventually your brain, your body's going to create some platelets.
Exactly.
And you're going to start, you know.
At least for my heartbreak that I've had in the past, it was just time that made it go away.
And, you know, in life, these little heartbreaks, like, there's big ones that I just described. And then there's, like, medium-sized ones that still are annoying and, like, you know, they still hurt and they're real in the moment. And then a month later, you almost forgot about that shit.
Yeah.
But then the big ones are the ones that are going to make, like, a huge difference in your life. And the reason why I bring this up is because there are so many things. I mean, that one is really a big one for me, because if that didn't happen, and let's say I did get a job in ballet, I don't know what the hell my life would look like now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Would I even be happy? I have no idea. But I'm also looking at
crazy to think
all
about
the things that I have now. I have a beautiful marriage. I'm going to have a beautiful child soon. I'm not pregnant, guys. Don't worry. But I'm just saying, like, I see it. We live in New York. Like, I get to do the job that I get to do. I get to meet so many cool people. I get to like touch and have these conversations that I care about. You know?
Yeah, life would have been wick. Like, it couldn't be more opposite.
Exactly. It's like I get to not be
the same for me.
I get to have a better, healthier relationship with my body than I would have if I would have continued. Like, there are so many things I'm so grateful for now that I would not have now if that heartbreak didn't happen. And I think something that we often have a debate about is, were things meant to be, or do things just simply work out? Because at the end of the day, is it because things were meant to be, or is it because we just have to adapt? You just have to make it work. Whatever the shit is, whatever the problem is, whatever the heartbreak is, you don't get to just stay still. Life goes on. You have to do something.
Yeah, life goes on, and life doesn't care what's happening to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's just going to continue. I remember, there's so many things like that happen in my life too. This is not like that kind of heartbreak. I would say mine is like a very, the example I'm about to give is about failing a class. And some of you may have failed classes before. Maybe some never failed a class before. Don't know what that feels like. But I failed a math class before. And I remember I was like, because this was the last class I needed to graduate college.
Damn.
Yeah, and I needed to pass that class. If I don't pass that class, I have to go to summer school.
Aww.
And I don't get to graduate on time. Everything is just set back.
Mm-hmm.
So I get my grade back, and I'm like a few points away from, I don't know, I remember I was really close to passing the class.
Okay.
And I just failed it, you know? And I remember I was in Seattle, and I used to go to this building that I used to love in Seattle. You get the view of the whole city, and it was an evening. I think it was right before Christmas break or something. And I was so sad that I didn't pass the class. So I was crying.
Mm.
You ever cried
mm-hmm.
because of a class?
Oh yeah, totally.
Okay, so I was crying that I didn't pass the class, but not because I didn't pass the class. It was like I wanted to graduate so badly.
Yeah, and I wanted to be done with it.
I was so done with school.
Yeah, I feel that.
I was looking forward to the day that I do not have to go to a class or do homework again. That was me, right? And I failed that math class. So I go up to this building. It was a really high floor, somewhere, I don't know, 42nd or whatever. And I was just like looking out to the city. And I mean, looking back on it now is so dramatic.
There are so many moments that it's like, we're just being dramatic as fuck.
It was so dramatic. But in that moment, I felt like my life was just not over, obviously. But I had to go tell my parents because at the time I stayed with my, you know, with my mom and my stepdad. And I just remember thinking like, oh my God, they're not going to believe this. They're going to be so mad. And I was mad at myself. So what do? I was just like, you know what, Yoni? You're going to fix this moment. This is not, you're going to pass this class. So I wanted to like make it happen. Mm-hmm. So you know what? I grabbed my phone and I said, I'm going to email the teacher right now and tell him how bad I need to pass this class. The teacher has no idea how I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher doesn't care what's happening in my brain. It was just another grade for them.
Yeah, they're like, it's another person's
so
name
I
on
wanted
the list.
So I wanted to crack the code. I wanted to be like, I'm going to get in his feelings. I want to get him so he understands how I feel.
Okay.
So I write him this long-ass email. You know, it's like one of those emails you open and you just don't want to read.
Especially because it's about to be Christmas break.
Oh my God, I know. And of course, especially since he just turned in all the grades.
Yeah, he's not about to change.
He's done.
Yeah.
He's done. He's like, oh, cool. So anyways, I sent him this long-ass email. Hey, and you know, this is what happened and this is why I failed because I couldn't do this. And please, I really need to graduate. You don't even know my story.
Oh my
God. Yo, like I
God.
Feel like I just gave him my life story in that email. I gave it everything I had.
Okay.
And then I send it. Didn't hesitate, whatever. I just sent that shit because I can't do anything else.
Tears in Yoni's eyes right now.
Yeah. And not right now, but
no,
back
I'm
then.
Saying like, well, when you're typing that.
Oh, yeah. And then I sent it and I just walked home. And the next morning I wake up and I saw his response and he was like, I'm so sorry, Yoni, I can't do this. And
I mean, do what? What did you ask him to do?
I basically told him, can you like pass me?
I mean, obviously he can't.
I know, but I had to try something because I already failed.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he submitted that shit already.
Yeah, exactly. So I was just like, can you please, like, maybe you can change something or like.
Okay, so you say he can't.
He can't do it. And I was sad all over again. And then I finally had to tell my parents. So anyways, so the reason why I brought this example up is because I remember exactly how I was feeling in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, life is so fucked up right now.
Yeah, like life is just over right now.
Yeah. It's everything is bad. It was dark out. It was in Seattle, so it was probably raining. I was just like, oh my God, I just hated my life at that moment.
Yeah.
But fast forward, obviously, to now, even just like 2 months after that, you know, I graduated and everything is good. I was happy again, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is that there's so many moments like that. And that's just one example. So many moments that I had like that in my life where I thought, quote unquote, it's over.
Yeah, it's never not. Over.
It's not. You just get through it.
Yeah, because like, you have no choice but to get through it.
I know. But also sometimes the thing already happened. So let it happen. If you want to cry for a week, cry for a week. That boyfriend broke up with you. You want to cry for a week? I'm not even saying, oh, don't cry or be stronger than. No, sometimes you just got to feel some shit.
Yeah. Of course. Okay? You know, I'm the queen of feeling shit.
Exactly.
I need to feel my feelings.
No, exactly. So you have to feel it because if you don't, you kind of try to like tough it out. You never really dealt with it. You have to deal with it. And that's what I did time and time again. And then now, too, is the advice that I give everybody. If anything bad happens to you, deal with it. If you're sad, be sad because it's actually okay. Like I used to think like, oh, you got to be stronger than your strongest feelings. You know, you got to be stronger than all that shit. But it's just like, nah, if this shit hurts, it hurts. But like, don't let it, obviously, don't let it take over your life. But it's really important to actually feel whatever it is that's happening, because that's just a human.
But you know, sometimes
it's just a human thing to
do. It's not as violent of things that need to happen for you to realize, like, when some things don't happen, they're just not meant to be. In the scenarios we gave, it's a little bit more like something impactful is happening, like you fail a class or like your dream is over, or, you know, things like that, that are kind of like on impact, sort of like they're very like black and white. And they had a super, like in your case, it was a class and you had to like make it up. Or for me, it was, you know, like a lifelong dream. And the biggest thing that just felt so disastrous is that like I've imagined this for most of like my entire life. It's like the outcome that I've envisioned forever is just no longer there. It's like you're building a house and then the house is just never complete. It's gone, you know? And then there's the other moments where it could be something that maybe you're not super attached to. It's an opportunity that comes up. Maybe it's a prospect for a new job. Or it's a potential, like, you know, if you're in the creative world, this happens all the time, a potential project that you could work on. Or it's maybe a prospect of a new friendship or a prospect of a new relationship. But mm-hmm. I'm saying prospect to make the point that it's something that is relatively fresh on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
You're not super attached to it. You're not like, I've worked at this for years or even a year or even 6 months. It's like fresh. But still, it's exciting. You're like starting to envision. It's the same thing when you're like apartment hunting.
If there's someone who envisions something way too soon, it's me. I can get an email right now about an opportunity. In my head, I'm thinking I already made it. In my head, I'm thinking, oh, this just happened.
It's literally like when you're touring for an apartment or somewhere to move, and you look at an apartment and you already are starting to envision like how are you going to decorate, like where are you going to put the couch, where are you going to put this and that. It's like that.
I do this to a fault, especially with opportunities.
Because you really break your own heart.
Yeah.
If you would get attached and excited too quick.
It's so hard for me to not tell people. If I get a potential brand, right? Let's say, for example, everybody knows Nike. Hey, Yoni, we would love to work with you, blah, blah, whatever. In my head, just them approaching me, it's like, I'm going to do the thing and it's going to be amazing and I'm going to kill it. Like, that's how I think.
Which is it's not a bad quality.
Like, I don't even think that, oh, this is not going to work out.
Like, right.
There's a few back and forths you got to go. Sometimes you can't even negotiate. Sometimes I'm just like, yo, let's do the shit.
Yeah.
You know, but...
But so I think this sort of like something new on the horizon is something that can happen anytime. As I said, whether it's like a new friend that you just made or whatever it is, right? And I had something like this happen in the summer where I got invited to go... Actually, we got invited to go on a brand event or on a brand trip.
Oh my God, I remember.
And this was so exciting. What?
Are you talking about the one far away?
Yeah. Okay. It was going to be that we were potentially going to go back to Japan, you guys. We're going to go back to Japan on flights paid, like stay paid. This was going to be like a work trip. Which is how these work, you know. It's like people fly you out, and then you like make it's a work thing.
That would have been crazy.
And I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. Like I was already like trying to figure it out, because this was gonna happen on the back of, like, it was gonna be back to back with our trips when I went to Italy, and then Yoni was in Belgium this past summer. And I was trying to figure it out. Like we already got our tickets. I was trying to see like, can I change the ticket? We haven't even really talked, like, my agent wasn't talking yet to, like, this person. Like, the emails were early days. But I got myself so excited. Yoni and I both got so excited. I made it a whole thing to surprise him. Like, we're going back to Japan. You know, all these things. I told my mom.
Nothing
my mom
is confirmed.
Told my dad. Told my sister, my brother. Everybody's excited. we're waiting to like confirm all these different things back and forth. Every day is like, is this happening? Are we doing this? Whatever. Trying to figure it out, you know? And I got ahead of myself because it fell through. And I didn't know. Listen, this was, I've only been on one brand trip before. Like, which actually came after that invite. But because I had never been on a brand trip before, I didn't know how they're very volatile. Like they're very
last minute.
And until you're on that plane, or no, until you have that ticket confirmation that you will be going to the airport and you have a flight to catch.
No, until you're there and you met the people.
Basically, nothing is guaranteed. And I didn't realize that it's so like flip-floppy at any point, like the rug can be pulled like from under you. I just didn't know that. So I got so attached so quick. And I think we often do this with new relationships. Somebody asks you out and then you get so excited and then you get like really invested and you're really starting to see like the future and all these things. And then out of nowhere, they're like, out of nowhere, they're like, actually, I don't think I want a long-term relationship, or I'm not ready for a relationship right now. This happened recently to one of my friends. And she's like, bro, what the hell's going on?
Do you know how often this happened to me also?
Yeah.
Someone would show interest, like a girl in school or whatever. In my head, I'm thinking like, oh, this could be my future girl. This is going to be my...
This
like,
is my... This is the
we're like,
the,
we're going to have kids is, one day.
This is the mom of my children.
Yeah. And we're just on like first date. And I'm thinking like, I think I just met my wife. It's so crazy how ahead of myself I'd be.
Yeah.
Because I just want the shit to happen so badly. You know? And I just want all the good things to happen. But then, you know, people have different feelings. And sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. But this is what we're talking about exactly. I'm happy that none of those dates worked because I wouldn't have been here.
Exactly. So that's
I would have never met Alia if one of those girls was like, you know, actually, I am going to be the mom of your kids. I'm glad you said no, because I'm good, you know?
Yeah. No, it's so true. It's so true, because I swear, if you're listening to this, me being Yoni, if you're listening to this right now, everybody can look back on their life history. And I'm sure you have many points that you probably already thought of as you're listening to this episode, where you're thinking like, in this moment, I thought the world was coming down. Or in this moment, my shoe got turned upside down. I didn't know up from down. And I just like really didn't know what was about to happen. And I was down in the dumps and I wasn't feeling good.
Everybody got that story.
And you
story.
Came out the other side and look at where you are now.
Listening to WTJ on a beautiful walk on Christmas. Can you believe it?
Yes, we're so extra, I swear.
No, but it's so true what you're
it's
saying.
It's true.
It's so true.
Everything you think about, it could be a friendship that was no longer serving you. And in the moment, you're like, damn, like I'm really sad. Like we're no longer friends, like all these things. And sometimes there are certain things that don't have a clear outcome. Different things ending, jobs you didn't get, or like different things like that. You still wonder, but what if I would have gotten that? Like, where would I have ended up?
Rejected to a school in a different state, but then you went to another school in a different state, and then you met the love of your life there.
Exactly. Exactly.
Isn't that crazy?
Everything in a way, it's like this is just how life works.
But it's so beautiful.
No, it is beautiful.
I think it's like, you know, that one school you really wanted to go to, but then they rejected you, so you ended up settling for another school, and then you met the love of your life. And then now you have a beautiful kids and beautiful children. What if that school accepted you? Like, you actually don't know where you would be, who you would be with, would you even be happy in a relationship? But I also wanted to say before we end, if you are in a shitty situation right now, just everything we talked about in this episode, just apply that to your situation, and I promise you, a week from now, maybe days from now, maybe a month from now, you'll look back and be like, I was either over dramatic like Yoni, because I'd be dramatic about
or shit. Dramatic, rightfully so.
Right.
Based on what's going on. I just think, like, whether it's a decision that you're making, whether it's something that happened against your will, whether you were let go from a job and forced to get another job. And I don't know, maybe
just break up.
There's so many things that can happen that in the moment might feel like you're failing. But maybe you're just like you're forming, like you're like this failure has to happen for you to like go on to the next thing, whether that's a relationship, a friendship, like a place you are going to live.
Yeah.
And then you live there. You know, there's so many. You guys know this trend that's happening online right now where people are using the I'm going to tell on you. Don't let me sing.
Okay.
Do not let Alias sing again. I swear to God.
So what happened?
You know the song I'm talking about, right?
Yes. Silver Springs by Mac
By Fleetwood. Yeah, right. our guys right there. So you guys know how everybody's using this audio to basically show a clip of them like at one point in their life, and then the writing on top says, you know, like a guy asked you out in a bar. And it's really important that you say yes. And then the song flips and then it shows like them traveling the world and like they have a kid and then a house or whatever.
Hmm.
Or it's really important that when you get asked if you want to move to Tokyo, you say yes. Shit like that. And then it goes into like...
Why did you say Tokyo?
You know? So it's kind of different things. Different moments like that are basically showing like it's really important that that decision that you make, you stand by it and you see it through.
Mm-hmm.
And you also take chances and you also like get through the dumps and get through the hardships and know that you're going to come out the other side the way that you are meant to. If you didn't go through that, you wouldn't be who you are today. If I didn't go through one of the biggest heartbreaks of my life, I would not be as strong as I am now, as mature and self-aware and grown as I am now. I wouldn't have the wounds that I have healed from that have taught me so much if I never went through everything that I did. If I at one point decided, actually, there was a point where I was choosing whether or not I want to continue with ballet or not when I had like my knee surgery when I was 15. There was a point when I hadn't danced for a long time and I was like, honestly, I kind of want to be a regular person because I wasn't around ballet. I kind of like was so excited to be a regular kid and like go to regular high school. And yeah, I kind of was like thinking about it. I was like, damn, do I want to go back? Am I still into it? And then what if in that moment I could have decided, honestly, I'm good. And I would have just moved back. Like I would have stayed in Seattle, never went back to Canada, finished high school in Seattle.
Right.
And then. Like, who knows? But those 4 years right there or like 3 years left over of high school that I then went back to Canada, did all that, like all the experience that I had was so detrimental to my growth and to who I am now. If I would have missed out on it, who would I have been?
Detrimental.
So it's like, huh?
Detrimental?
Detrimental?
Yeah.
Yeah?
To your growth.
Yeah.
Detrimental means it wasn't good.
Was it? Is that what it means?
Yeah.
I thought it means like impactful. No. It would have been so impactful to my growth or important for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you guys get the point. We're kind of just repeating ourselves. But I think it's so important to remember because I myself am somebody that catastrophizes and when something shitty happens or something doesn't go, I'm such a planner. So when something doesn't go to plan, don't tell Alia. Okay.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm trying to get better with that, but I think it's helpful in those moments to remember when something is kind of looming over you for several days where you're like, damn, I'm really disappointed that this didn't happen. I'm really disappointed that we didn't get to go to Tokyo. I don't know why I keep saying Tokyo like that.
You know, I don't think about it like that anymore now. I feel like the older I got, because I've always been a calm person, like when things go wrong, I always think about exactly what we're talking about now.
Like it's meant to go wrong because something else is waiting for me.
Yeah. Like, so when shit is going, when things are not going the way we want them to, and sometimes you wish that I would react differently, is because in the back of my mind, I know that everything is going to be fine.
I think there's a case by case basis.
I don't think so. I think everything is going to be fine and everything has been fine.
I mean, the thing is, like, everything has to be fine. Like, you adapt to things going wrong.
Okay. So what do you say? Like, what's the other place where, you know, you should have reacted to this? Like, what can happen for me that I need to break something?
I mean, it's hard for me to think about right now. And for the record, like, I've never broken anything.
No, not...
You're making it seem like something goes wrong. I, like, throw shit out
the
window.
No, but my demeanor, I'm always just like, okay, cool.
But you're also calm in general.
Okay.
Think about, oh, you know what? We're going to close out on this example, you guys. We were in Seattle and we weren't together in this moment. I was with, who was I with? I was with my friend and Yoni was with his sister, his mom, our nieces at the park. And Yoni was actually supposed to meet me at my friend's house to hang out a little bit. But then he called me on his way, realizing he doesn't have his film camera.
Oh, geez.
He calls his sister. His sister's at home at her house, right? He's asking her, like, can you look for the camera? Can't find it. She's looking around the house up and down. She's like, Yoni, it ain't here. He's starting to freak out. This is a film camera he got in Toronto. He got it in Tokyo, went to Japan. How many times am I going to say Tokyo like that? I don't know. So Yoni's like, not good. He's not freaking out.
I wasn't freaking out, but I just was angry and sad.
Yeah.
That I just somehow magically forgot my film point and shoot camera that I got in Tokyo that I love very much. I use this camera more. I have it on me.
Like you have your phone.
Like I have my phone. It's like my third arm. And you guys know how much I love taking photos. So that is just the last thing I need to lose. I would low-key rather lose...
Your phone.
My phone than... Well, no, not really. Well, I don't know. It's just like, it's really important.
It almost feels like it is less... like your phone is more replaceable than the camera.
Yeah. So, okay, go ahead. Continue. That's a good story.
So, Yoni's like, okay, I think I'm going to go... he's not going to come meet me at my friend's anymore. So he's going to go look for the camera at the park because he's thinking, what if I dropped it at the park?
And right now, it's already dark.
It's already dark. It's going to rain soon. Or it rained, actually, left the park. So if the camera was at the park, it probably rained on it.
Right.
So I'm like, babe, I'm not going to let you go by yourself. Let me pick you up from the train station. Like, we'll go together. The funny thing is, right, I'm bringing up this story to, like, make a point. But I'm going to fail making that point because if this was me and I had lost my camera that had my work, let's say I actually had filmed the video that I need for work on that camera and then I lose that camera. In that moment, if you're trying to tell me, Alia, everything happens for a reason, I'm going to slap you.
Yeah.
I'm happy because I'm like, there's no reason for this.
Yeah.
There's no reason for this because I need this footage.
Right.
And I'm failing to make the point that I thought I was going to make because Yoni was actually very calm and collected. We were looking for the camera. I wasn't there. Obviously, he was upset, but he was not reacting the way I would have if that was me.
And it's funny because while we were looking for it, we were looking through that park like...
It was
we were using our phone flashlights and I'm just walking around the grass. It's like wet, dark.
Looking kind of sketchy.
I'm tracing back every single step. I'm like, I put the camera right. I didn't even put it anywhere, but I was here with it. I went to the last spot where I took a photo of my mom and my niece.
Yeah.
And I was like, I took a photo. This was the last picture at the park. And that's it. Obviously, I didn't even have, I didn't see any of the photos, but I knew that this is where I took the last photo. So then we go home and kind of talking to myself, like, I'm calm, but I'm just like, Yoni, like, how, I was just angry. Like, this person who took it, because I felt like someone took the camera.
Yeah, because our theory was that if the camera did fall in the park, it's possible that somebody saw it and took it.
Yeah. And that person does not deserve this camera because they didn't go all the way to Japan to get it. And I don't know. I was just like, bro, why couldn't you just leave the camera here? It's not yours. Like, anyways, I mean, listen, you find a camera, you take it, right?
So then Yoni made peace with the fact that you lost your camera. Yeah, I dropped you back off at your sister's. I was meant to, like, go meet my mom, my sister for dinner.
You feel like I was calm?
Yeah. Like, you almost kind of made peace with it.
Yeah, I really did. And
quick, too.
Yeah, and what we're talking about, obviously, and this is something so close to me.
It was later. It was later, right? Like, Yoni, I drop him off. He's looking. He texts. Because then he was like, okay, now I'm going to, like, go to the house, and I'm going to literally look that house up and down.
I'm going to look for this camera.
Because, you know, sometimes there's people that look for stuff, but they don't really look. Like, they're kind of looking around a little bit. But there's some people that are really good at looking for things and finding them.
It's different.
Like, my sister's really good at finding shit.
It's different when you're looking for something that's yours and you lost it.
Yeah.
Versus looking for someone else's thing.
True.
You that's can kind of look and be like, God, when you're looking for when you're looking for something that's yours and that's meaningful to you, you will find that shit if it's in the house.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
So
anyway, then I left.
Yes.
And I felt sorry for you. I almost felt like how sorry I felt for you as if I lost my camera and it wasn't even my camera. I was trying to imagine how you felt that this is actually your camera that you lost. And I was also sad because all the photos we had from, like, Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
With, like, our family was on there.
No, when we were at the park looking for it, I'm just kind of, like, talking to myself, angry or whatever. Still calm, but just, like, frustrated. It's funny how calm you are. Because you're just looking, like, you don't say anything. You just kind of, like...
Well, it's also because I'm not used to you being, like, angry a little bit.
Yeah, so you... Alia wasn't saying a word. She was just looking like, fuck, I hope we find this shit.
You know what would have been worse? Like, that's how you act when it's kind of your fault that you can't find shit. Like, has it ever been your fault when, like, someone can't find something?
I mean, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, and you're just like, fuck, it's my fault. Can't say
shit. Just shut up.
We get to the house
and I'm looking everywhere. Can't find it. I made peace with it. I was just like, I'm not finding this camera.
Meanwhile, I'm at dinner with my mom, my sister, hanging out, doing our thing. It's probably like two or three hours after I dropped you off.
Mm-hmm. And we're just hanging out. At this point, I'm playing with my nieces. I'm like, damn, I'm sorry. I can't even take a photo right now.
Out of nowhere, we're walking. Me, my mom, my sister are walking from the restaurant, from the dumpling shop to the car. Yoni's calling me.
FaceTime. And I was like, because I was really sad.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, hold on. You know, he's calling me. And then he calls. I answer. And then I see his face. And I'm just like, oh, babe, I'm so sorry. Because in the meantime, you had texted me, like, maybe when I was still driving from the house, from your where I dropped you off to meet my mom, my sister. I saw, like, on the GPS, when I was looking at the GPS, I saw your text saying, like, babe, it's not here. Like, I can't believe it's gone. Yeah. So then once I got home...
Yo, I felt like somebody, like, passed away or something.
Yeah, I feel that. So when I got home, I remember I, like, texted you and I said, like, I'm so sorry. Like, you started sending me, like, screenshots of cameras on eBay.
Oh, right.
That you can buy, like the same camera again from Japan. You're, like, actually considering this.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I saw from you about the camera. So then when we're like 2 hours later, we're walking back to the car, me and my mom, my sister, to go home from after the dumplings. Yoni's calling on FaceTime. I answer. I open the thing and I see you have like a sad face.
Yeah, I was, you know, sad.
But it's like kind of like a silly sad face, like trying to be sad a little bit, you know, kind of like,
Right.
And I'm just like, babe, like, I'm so sorry that you can't find the camera. And what did you do? I can't remember what you did.
Well,
you were like, yeah, babe. Like, you're kind of going along with it. And then you moved the camera, like, further away from you. And then you, like, show that you have the film camera in your hand. And you guys, I literally screamed.
Yeah, you did.
In the parking lot. I was like, My mom looked at me like, what happened? I mean, hella dramatic on my part, but at the same time, really genuine.
It was genuine. Yeah, I can tell it was genuine. And I just had to FaceTime it because we found it under a blanket on the couch.
That's how you know you can't trust people looking for your shit.
Oh, yeah. It was just like...
It was under a blanket on the couch, you guys. And we were...
Yeah.
Do you ever think when you lost something and you're out there looking, I'm talking tracing back the steps.
That's what we did, yeah.
In the dark, you're like in the mud looking for your shit.
I didn't want to
When I'm doing that, I'm thinking if this object is a person, they're looking down on us like, you guys are stupid. I'm right here right now. And you don't even know. Like, that's what I'm always thinking about.
And my sister's boyfriend, like, because we were just like hanging out and stuff at the house. At that point, I was already over, you know, I was looking on eBay, playing with the nieces. And then he's laying on a couch and then he was laying on top of a blanket. Mm-hmm. And then under the blanket, he felt something hard. He was just like, huh? What is... So he kind of like... He felt maybe he thought it was like the remote control or something. Then he was like, wait, what's this? Because it was hitting his head.
Mm-hmm.
And then he grabbed it and it was the camera.
Crazy.
I couldn't believe it. I was like...
It's almost like magic.
Serious? That was like one of my happiest days of this year.
Yeah.
Feeling like you lost something and finding that shit again. Like, I almost wanted to go to bed with the camera right next to me.
There's just so many. I mean, okay, so I guess I brought that story up to talk about, like, how Yoni isn't always, like, calm, but he's actually always calm.
Yeah.
So, I failed, but we told you guys that story, I guess.
Yeah, it's a good story, though.
But, I don't know, moral of the story of this entire episode, I think, in general, is it's Stay always calm. A good thing for us to remember that there's many times in our lives so far that we have felt maybe how you're currently feeling, and you have to come out on the other side, and you will, and you will adapt. So if it feels like, I can't believe this guy fucked me over, or I can't believe like this didn't work out,
or this girl fucked me over.
I mean, yeah, I'm talking from, you know, I have a few friends that are going through some shit, you know. So because of that, in the moment, you're like, I just can't believe it. And you're kind of in the dumps and shit. Girl, guy, just remember, you're gonna be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you know, I never heard you speak like that. Because usually it's me saying all this shit. Like, that's me to Alia or to whoever. I loved the opportunity to tell you guys how important it is to just remain calm and things will work out. Like, I should have a tattoo of that on my arm or something.
It's really easy to say when you're not in it. I'm trying to think of, like, what's one of the most recent things that happened that was kind of like that. I can't remember, but
the camera?
My camera?
No, for me.
Oh.
That was like my recent thing. I feel like there was maybe something else. There's always something.
But with your camera, nothing ended up really happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think it's a good reminder, maybe going into the next year, for all of us to, I don't know, be a little bit more like gentle with moments. If you tend to be more like me, I know I can be more gentle in these types of moments that come and test you. And instead of trying to rip some shit to shreds, you can maybe look at it as an opportunity for growth and as an opportunity to just, you know, like, this just sucks right now, but like, it just wasn't meant to happen for me. Yeah, that's kind of it, you guys. I hope this was a good episode to listen to whenever you listen to, because maybe you didn't listen to it.
This
on
is Christmas vibes.
Christmas vibes, yeah. I mean, this is just, I don't know, it felt right to talk about today.
I'm glad you wanted to talk about this topic. I think it's important, and I think it's one of those episodes that...
Hopefully it didn't come off like preachy, because that wasn't the intention at all. It's just...
I think at times it sounded preachy. Like, at times.
But I think sometimes you gotta get a little preachy if that's how you're feeling.
Yeah, sometimes it's okay with a, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
But just not too much. So, but if we keep talking right now, it'll definitely be too preachy. So we got to go. And we love you, and happy
Christmas.
New Year's, Merry Christmas. And if you don't celebrate any of this stuff, we'll still hope that you're having a great time by yourself, with your family, whatever, however, wherever you're doing it. Okay.
And as a little sneak peek, next episode, the last episode of 2025.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to do a fun little episode. Should I tell what the episode is, or should we just like not say?
No, I think we should wrap up this episode.
Okay, but
get the job done.
But saying we should wrap up this episode is a little hint to next week's episode.
We're going to wrap up the podcast, and it's going to be the last episode.
It's going to be a wrapped up episode. I'm so annoyed. Okay, you guys. getting to that moment where we're just talking for no reason. Love you so much. Well, have a good day.
Thank you. I love you too. Who, me?
No, them. Okay, bye, you guys.